Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the Voice Over Work podcast. On the podcast today, we take a little deeper look into a book introduced in a previous podcast with a chapter-by-chapter look at Be a Financial Black Belt, How to Manage Your Finances with a 21-Step Secret Money Paradigm to Massive Wealth, Personal Finance Wizard, Book 3, written by Tom Cromwell, narrated by Russell Newton. Chapter 1, How to Build Wealth, Creating Solid Foundations. Deciding that you want to be wealthy is one of the easiest judgment calls you could make. It's unconscious, and in today's society, it's the norm, not the exception. If your sights are set on the American dream, with hopes of retiring to more than a meager existence, the hardest thing to do is start. As with any journey, you need to know what you're doing and where you're going before you can begin. Unfortunately, knowing what to do is where many Americans come unstuck. Despite having the world's largest economy, the U.S. ranks at number 14 globally for financial literacy, and just 57% of our adult population has a good grasp of financial topics and principles. What is financial literacy, you might ask? It really comes down to the basics, the kind of things you might set out to learn when you first decide that you want to get wealthy. In simple terms, financial literacy is knowledge about personal finances, money management, and investing. But it's also about understanding how each of these things applies to you and your life. Paying taxes, building assets, saving money, and putting away for your retirement are such basic principles in our society, but they aren't taught in school. And so many Americans leave school without even an understanding of how debt works, which, by the way, is one of the main roadblocks on the journey to serious wealth. By learning the basics, you'll have a solid foundation on which to start building your wealth. Even with this knowledge, I can't promise you there won't be trips and stumbling blocks along the way. But if you get the fundamentals right, you'll be equipped to handle whatever comes your way. Financial 101. Our kids, and myself. 2. Discover the millionaire attitude to risk. One of the least understood things about the wealthy and mega wealthy is their attitude to risk. They have a fundamentally different approach to the majority of the people. Most people are averse to losses more than they're attracted to gains. However, to become wealthy, you need to have a more balanced approach. It doesn't matter whether you want to be an entrepreneur or investor, you have to start putting money to work. Once you get to know the 7 rules of money, as you've just done, it can be tempting to jump right into investing in the hope of making a head start on your path to wealth. You probably want to know where the biggest and best returns are, but to do this profitably, you need to understand risk. The idea of investing is to take carefully weighed risks and not treat it like a game of chance. This is the millionaire attitude to risk, and with it, you'll have a much healthier and happier relationship with money. When I first set out trying to get serious about my own finances, I was influenced by 2 colleagues. At the time, it seemed that they were doing well for themselves, and I wanted to replicate their successes for myself. Sitting down over lunch, my colleague Jim told me that he'd been tipped off about some easy ways to make money, and when our paychecks had rolled in just days before, he'd thrown almost half his entire salary into penny stocks for an energy company. "Guaranteed returns," he said, tapping his nose. Jim had previously made some sizable sums backing penny stocks. That same night, I started researching stock prices and company investments with dollar signs in my eyes. The next day, I was driving out to visit a client with another colleague, Brian. He was pretty savvy, and I brought up my conversation with Jim the day before. Just at the mention of investments and the stock market, Brian tutted, "Everyone's a loser in..." Chapter 3, How to Choose Your Investment Rocket. If you've taken anything useful away so far, I would hope that it is an understanding of just how important investing is, and how the sooner you start, the more you'll benefit from the power of compounding. Making the right investments is to building wealth, as laying foundations is to constructing a house. The problem is, the investment market is so vast that it can be difficult to know where to allocate your money and how to generate the best returns. Even those who have the best understanding of diversification fail if they don't know how to achieve a good spread in practice, and the first step to investing effectively is to recognize that you have limited resources. You might know the investment market like the back of your hand, but that doesn't mean that you have the capital to experiment in every corner of it. This is where intuition and education make a difference, and most often, quality really is better than quantity when it comes to buying assets. It can be tough to visualize these concepts. I know, because I thought so too. As it happens, investing only started making sense to me when I read a particularly savvy ad for a brokerage. Written up in big Art Deco lettering at the back of a newspaper, a broker that I've long since forgotten the name of posed the question, "What's your investment rocket?" The advert went on to explain that when investing, the asset classes you're buying into are the vehicles or rockets that will propel you towards profits and wealth. Complementing this is another analogy that the money you have to invest is your rocket fuel. You have a limited amount of time and money, and so it means that you must choose your investments wisely to avoid wasting your resources. Even NASA has a finite pool, and the trick for both space agencies and investors. Chapter 4, 5 Actions to Think Yourself Rich, Develop Willpower, and Focus Your Mind. When you set about trying to accumulate wealth, you might search high and low for the bank accounts paying the highest interest rates, meticulously study investment guides, or even commit to learning new skills to enhance your earning potential. These are all admirable goals and will certainly help you on your journey towards financial freedom, but you cannot hope to become truly wealthy without also changing your mindset. I've never met a rich pessimist. Sure, entrepreneurs, traders, and other wealthy people still complain about things, but you'd be hard-pressed to catch them grumbling about their personal finances, even if things take a turn for the worst. Being wealthy is a state of mind. I appreciate that this might sound far-fetched or nonsensical, but it really is true. Think yourself rich is a principle that scores of wealth gurus, from Robert Kiyosaki to Dr. Joseph Murphy, have discussed in the past. Whilst you might contend that everyone would be wealthy if it was that easy, the reality is that manifesting wealth is not as straightforward as it sounds. Changing your mindset is no easy undertaking, and part of the problem is that we are each a product of our past. This means that the way we talk, act, and think are influenced by our experiences to date, and in many cases, these actions and patterns will be so deeply ingrained that it takes serious work over time to make a difference. In the case of wealth, one of the reasons people find it so hard to manifest a healthier financial future is that they get caught up thinking about the wrong things. If your goal is to get rich, it's all too easy to think that you don't have enough money, you can't pay your expensive bills. Chapter 5. Who do you think you are? To start making real positive change in your life, you need to realize that we are each the product of the people around us. From our parents to our friends and work colleagues, much of what we regard to be our own unique persona is influenced by the people we spend time with. What does all this have to do with wealth? Well, just as your opinions and preferences change and evolve over time, so too does your approach to work and money. Your environment and those who occupy it with you are as much of a factor in your journey towards wealth as your own mindset and willpower. Boiled down, the message here is to be cautious of the company that you keep. Pass your time with people who emphasize spending and borrowing, and you too risk falling into the debt trap whilst trying to keep up with their fancy credit card cars and clothes. Spend time with wealthy people, on the other hand, and you stand to learn their methods to the benefit of your own pocket. Why your environment and those you share it with are important. They say that a promotion hack is to dress for the job you want rather than the one you have. But the ultimate extension of this is to spend time with the people whose success you want to replicate. Whilst this partly falls into the realms of so-called guru ideology, There is a grain of truth in the notion that you are the sum total of the company you keep. As you spend time with people, their attitudes, behaviors, and beliefs will start to influence your own, with you, in turn, beginning to manifest those into your life. When people ask for advice on getting rich or starting a business, the response is often to stop caring what other people think and to go for your goals. This is, of course, a valuable point. Chapter 6. Keep sharpening the knife. Regardless of the goals you set, the path to success is littered with peaks and troughs. When you're doing well, it feels like you've already made it to your destination. And when things don't go to plan, it's easy to think that your efforts are futile. The problem with both of these extremes is that you run the risk of deciding that there's nothing left to be done, which couldn't be further from the truth. Personal growth and learning are constant processes, and failing to realize that jeopardizes your chance of developing and keeping a competitive advantage. The thing is, continuous learning needn't be a chore, and it can be quite profitable if done in the right way. Personal development is an investment in yourself, and the more you know, the more opportunities are likely to come your way. A doctor once said, "The more that you read, the more things you will know. The more that you learn, the more places you'll go." While that doctor was no medical practitioner, but the whimsical Dr. Seuss, the sentiment is a poignant reminder that learning is the real gateway to success. Stepping away from the overtly financial, I want to impress upon you why it really is the case that you should never stop learning, and impart some knowledge on how to balance this with the grind for affluence. Why learning is and should be perpetual. The world is in a constant state of flux, and if you don't keep up, then you'll very likely be left behind. Perpetual learning is not a new concept, quite the contrary. History is littered with figures who have continued to mold and shape their understanding of the world long after their formal education has ended. And you only need to look to the successes of Abraham Lincoln to realize why. Following defeat in the 1850s Senate elections, Lincoln Chapter 7. Be rich, don't look rich. Money won't make you happy. I appreciate that this is a strange sentiment for a book about money and wealth, but it's true. For most people, money in and of itself is not a source of joy, but for many, the comfort and security it brings are invaluable. Beyond this, spending money in a well-thought-out manner also stands to bring about a happier way of life. And there really is a more effective way of being a consumer. To that end, it is money well spent that holds the key to happiness. The secret to spending your money well is, as with most things in life, balance and moderation. Just as eating too much will leave you feeling sluggish or even regretful, spending too much and without direction could diminish your enjoyment of the wealth you've worked hard to build, all whilst winding down the resources that are available to you. All too often, people find themselves trapped in a destructive financial cycle. They live beyond their means, spending more than they have to keep up with other people. Alternatively, even if they can afford to upgrade slightly, they become the victims of what is commonly known as the lifestyle creep. This might occur if your standard of living improves in line or slightly ahead of your income. Things that used to be luxuries become necessities, and it means that whilst you might be earning more, your new way of living is soaking up all of that excess, leaving you in an equivalent financial position to the one you were in before your income increased. These are problems that you'll want to avoid at all costs, and whilst I can't tell you how to adjust your individual lifestyle for wealth, I can give some insight into how successful people spend their money sparingly and effectively. Become a financial black belt. Over the past 7 chapters, you'll have learned about the difference between key investment classes and perhaps now have a feeling for what could suit you. You'll know that to reach retirement and live with at least a modicum of comfort, you'll need to be frugal and avoid debt wherever possible. Hopefully, you'll have an idea of how to save money effectively and how investing is necessary to prevent inflation from eating away at those savings. These are the foundations of wealth, and on them, you can build the strategies and structures that will lead you to success and, eventually, financial freedom. Perhaps more importantly, however, you'll also now understand that wealth and success are more than just status indicators of people with fat wallets, golden credit cards, and buoyant bank accounts. The wealthy mindset is the key to success, and the fact that it is within reach through psychological modeling, positive thinking, and education makes it all the more puzzling when people say that they will simply never be rich. It may be true, but the first barrier they need to cross is their belief that they cannot take responsibility for their own situation. Just as with martial arts, the cornerstones of becoming a financial black belt are discipline, education, and self-belief. Seldom do people become rich without these three ingredients, and only by believing in yourself and your goals, and by putting into action the things that you learn with dedication and precision, can you hope to achieve real success. Look to the people that surround you in life and question whether they abide by these tenets. Do they support your goals? Can you learn from them? And do they enrich your life? If the answer is no, consider how you can develop a more positive way of living and then go and get it. Author's note. Thank you for reading my book. I very much hope you enjoyed it and found it informative. You may be aware that Amazon reviews are critical for independent authors. Without these, my work will never be seen. That's just the way the system works. I'd like to ask you to spend 2 minutes to leave a review for me, and be assured, I personally read all my reviews. Your review can have a massive social influence on who will read my book. If you've never left a review before, just give 1 or 2 points around your main impression and what you enjoyed. This has been Be a Financial Black Belt, How to Manage Your Finances with a 21-Step Secret Money Paradigm to Massive Wealth, Personal Finance Wizard, Book 3, written by Tom Cromwell, narrated by Russell Newton. Copyright 2020 by Platinum Edge Media. Production copyright by Platinum Edge Media Limited. To learn more about today's author or book, please visit Amazon.com or Audible.com. With an eclectic collection of water cooler knowledge, inspirational stories, and motivational thoughts from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Overwork Podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.